Bush and Richie here with your Daily Takeaway podcast. Can I ask you a question about a very run-of-the-mill thing that I've started using differently? And I wonder, it's one of two things.
Okay.
I've either invented a revolutionary way of using something, or it's just what everyone does and we've never spoken about it.
Well, let's sort this out once and for all.
Let me take you to your freezer.
Okay.
In your freezer, do you have ice cube trays?
No, we don't. We have like a bag of ice cubes.
What do you mean a bag?
Like a loose bag.
What do you mean a loose bag? Do you have to buy that from the shop?
No, I don't know. They're in. Katie does it. I don't know whether she gets. Well, I don't know what she does. I think she's got a weird ice cube tray.
You've never questioned where your ice cubes are coming
they're
from.
They're just there. Whenever I put one in my whiskey, they're just there. But I think she gets an ice cube tray and then breaks them up and puts them in a bag.
Oh, right.
In a loose bag.
So we've got like ice cube trays in the freezer that you just fill them up at the tap.
Yeah.
Stick them in the freezer. Ice happens.
Yep.
All right. That's scientific. But what I'm then doing is I'm just constantly breaking them out, put them in a bag. So I'm just constantly making ice. Not when I need it.
Yeah.
I'm just constantly making ice so that when I do need it, I've got like a whole bag of ice and I'm not having to be, oh, well, if I use too much here,
yeah,
we'll have to make some more ice cube trays.
So you're going to get to a bit about the revolutionary thing or whatever.
That's it.
What's making ice ahead of time?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a great point. Here's my point is, I've only just started doing this during this heat wave.
Oh, yeah.
Previously, that ice would have been sat in the ice cube tray maybe for about 4 weeks.
Yeah.
And then when you need it, then you break it out. But I'm just breaking it out every day.
Okay, that's
revolutionary,
that
yeah?
That is really... Do you tell you what, you stay there. I'm just going to give Natalie a quick call.
Okay.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Can I just very quickly tell you something that happened conversationally when we were kayaking in Simmons Yat at the weekend? So you get these moments where you're like out on like a canoe and it's already quiet, it's that one with nature, and we're in little, two of us, there's 10 of us in total, but we're in little groups in these canoes. And we got chatting about stuff. And we were talking about tattoos. As you do. Specifically talking about tattoos. Specifically the tattoos that you've nearly had. Mm-hmm. Tattoos you've nearly got done. And when back in the day, like weirdly, 96, 97, since all the talk's about 96, 97 at the moment, I was doing a year abroad in America. We did a road trip around Florida and Key West. And one night when we were staying in Key West, I was that close to getting a Superman badge tattoo on my arm. And I think back about it now and it almost makes me feel a bit sick. I was that close. Can you imagine how bad that would be? The connotations of what I think I'm saying.
I know.
By having Superman's badge on my arm. And I'm just fascinated by how at one point in your life, you can think something's an amazing idea.
Yeah.
And then with a tiny bit of hindsight, you're like, what the hell are you doing?
It's a massive sliding doors moment. That,
it is.
Because your decision not to, there's every chance that if your Katie had met you, and at some point in the relationship, early doors had seen the Superman tattoo.
Yes.
You may not be where you are today.
No, it's a very good point. Can you imagine that? Even like, I mean, I'm not very... I'm going to get my tattoos that I've got in the minute probably covered up at some point, right? So I don't even like the ones I've got. But if I had a Superman tattoo, I'd have to wear... You know, when you see those people who wear T-shirt in the water on holiday? I'd be one of them. So just with this in mind, just a little show and tell during the show tonight... What tattoo did you nearly get, but you're quite relieved that you didn't?
I'm going to be listening very carefully to what comes in here, because right now I'd have to say I am tattoo curious.
Oh, right, so you're thinking of get one.
I don't have any tattoos, but I'm on the cusp of getting.
Can I suggest the Batman badge? It's really cool. right, tattoo you nearly got, please. Rowetta from the Happy Mondays.
Wow.
The legend is Rowetta has sent a message into the show, and she nearly got a cobweb on her chest. Cobweb on my chest, she says. Another Absolute Radio listener has replied to her saying, that sounds like the title of a Morrissey album.
Dino had a few beers too many in the sun in Albufeira, that's his confession, and says, I went to get a tattoo of Barry Manilow.
Oh, wow.
Thankfully, my wife stopped me. David said me and some mates decided to get tattoos of our football team's badges on a day out in Blackpool. I was second in line, and when Brendan came out with his tattoo of the Chelsea Lion, looked like a cross between a dog and the Cowardly Lion from The Wizard of Oz, I declined to get mine done.
Couldn't have happened to a nicer team. This text here, this is incredible. Shergar went this way, written high up on my inner thigh with an up arrow during my first pregnancy.
Oh, dear.
So glad I didn't during subsequent 24-hour labour from hell. Not funny at all.
Dear, oh dear.
At one point, seems like a great idea and suddenly doesn't. Now, we have a voice note from Mark, who is the producer of the Dave Berry Breakfast Show here on Absolute Radio, but we've not heard it. So, with a bit of trepidation, we're just going to put this straight to air. This is Mark.
Hey, Bush. Hey, Richie. It's Mark. So last summer, when Oasis reformed, I got tickets for a couple of the shows. It was amazing. And I was so excited and so caught up in everything that was going on. I was like, I'm going to get an Oasis tattoo. And there was a tattoo parlor that were doing special Oasis tattoos, especially for Live 25. And I thought, this is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to get. So I was going to get Noel and Liam, the brothers Gallagher, tattooed on my forearm. Thankfully, Dave Berry stepped in and stopped me from getting it done. His reasons were they are probably going to come into this studio either together, either separately at some point in the near future. Do you really want them to see your forearm with a picture of their faces on it? And I thought, no. So thankfully, I didn't get it, but I was so close. I booked it and everything.
Well, there you go. There's Mark. It should be like a Dave Berry tattoo second chance hotline.
Every time you're thinking about getting a tattoo, run it past Dave.
Call 0800 Berry now.
Neil in Hull nearly got the Joshua tree across his full back after passing by a tattoo shop on holiday, but they said after a couple of sessions I couldn't sunbathe after it, so I thought, well, what's the point of doing that on holiday?
So is that that's the iconic photo with the band stood around an actual Joshua tree. I'd love to have seen what a tattoo Bono would have looked like. Gareth says, I've considered many, many bad tattoos. I nearly got Hakuna Matata drawn on my spine with Simba, Timon and Pumbaa on my shoulders, but thought better of it after booking it in to get it done. I was dangerously close to getting a bear on my foot. That would be me barefoot. See what he's done there? He's a joker. And I was going to get a moustache on my finger so I could mime I moustache you a question. But after drawing it on and doing it to my work colleagues for a day, I changed my mind. From Gareth. He's like Colin Hunt from The Fast Show.
I'd say he is.
Call that a knot. So, yeah, good on him.
Laura is hanging on. Laura, tell us about your near escape.
Yeah, it was the fairy liquid baby with the three fairly hip kids underneath it.
So you nearly got the fairy liquid baby tattooed on you?
Yeah, yeah.
Where did the idea come up?
I don't know. I must have saw it on a T-shirt or something like that.
Brilliant.
It was mid-90s. And I think I'd seen it on a T-shirt. Can't remember exactly.
But. And where were you going to get this tattooed on your person?
Just on the back of my shoulder.
Nice. And what? And you? I was outside the tattoo shop in Key West, thinking I'm going to get this Superman badge, and luckily turned away at the last minute. How close did you get?
Well, it was one of three choices that I took to the tattoo parlour. I ended up getting my star sign tattooed instead.
Oh.
Which I think was the right decision.
Yeah, probably better than that. And what is your washing up liquid of choice all these years on?
I still use fairy.
There's still time to get the tattoo. It's not too late.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Absolute Radio.
And as you all know, on a Thursday, we like to help out home-time listeners in need. One big family, this radio show. So what we do is we read out a letter or an email that's been sent in by a home-time listener that's got an issue they need advice with. And then little bit of Richie and I, but mainly you guys, come up with great ideas to solve the problem.
This is a bit different. Claire has emailed hometime@absoluteradio.co.uk. Hello, Bush and Richie. I'm hoping that you and your listeners know a little bit about castles.
Oh.
Well, certainly more than me. My husband's Uncle Bill is visiting us from Ohio next week and has told us that while he is over, the only thing he really wants to make sure he does before he goes back is a visit to a castle.
Oh, wow.
We live in Burton, so we couldn't really be better placed to go with whatever people suggest. He is coming all the way from the States, so what is a little bit further in the car? Thank you, Claire.
You see, this is really interesting because it's hard to overestimate just what a mind-blowing thing castles are for Americans. Because obviously their history is like a couple of hundred years old, isn't it? So whereas we walk past castles, or I go past Hadley Castle on the train every day and I don't even give it a look, which is, you know, you can't move for castles in this country. So, but there are some good ones out there. So maybe some suggestions for maybe castles that don't get the credit they deserve. We don't want to hear Windsor Castle and stuff, do we?
No, we don't. No,
do you know what I mean?
Different castles. When I was growing up in Sussex, there was a castle near me in Eastbourne called Bodiam Castle. Look that up on your Google Images. That's still got a moat. It was amazing. If you were a kid and you drew a castle, like square castle, four turrets, moat, that's what it looks like. That's what Uncle Bill needs to
see. Uncle Bill needs to go and see that. I mean, are you looking for portcullis, some form of a dungeon type situation?
Yes.
And a moat at the very least.
Yeah.
I mean, Hadley Castle in Essex near me hasn't got any of those things.
Ah.
But it does have a bit of history. I think it was involved in like the War of the Roses.
Oh, that's good.
And it was a good lookout place. So it's got a bit of history there as well. So they would be our suggestions.
Starters for 10 from us, but you guys might know better ones for Uncle Bill and Claire. Geographically, Claire says they are in Burton, but they're prepared to travel to go see a castle.
And you know what? We've been overwhelmed by some of the amazing castle recommendations that have come in. This one says Leeds Castle in Kent, and not Leeds. Highly recommended, outstanding scenery, and a history with Henry VIII.
Yes, I was about to say, that is Henry VIII, his pad, I believe.
This is Henry VIII's official theme tune, listen.
There we go.
There you go.
He loves it, doesn't he?
He does.
Sue says Corfe Castle in Swanage. Now, this is a great suggestion. I've visited that many times.
We had been on holiday down there when I was a kid loads of times.
Says you can also go on the steam train to get there. It was used in bedknobs and broomsticks. There's your history part of it. So ticks off quite a few things for Uncle Bill.
We used to go on holiday to Swanage a lot when I was a kid, and we used to always stay at the same cottage, which was quite low. You know when you go step down into the cottage below street level, opposite a bakery, and we had an entire afternoon placing a fake dog poo outside the bakery, watching people go around it. And honest to God, it was the best time I've ever had.
Holidays
back in the 80s. Guys, go to Slane's Castle, northeast Scotland. Inspiration for Dracula, very atmospheric. It's an impressive ruin roof removed in the 1930s for tax reasons. Some attempts to revive a luxury hotel with apartments never came to anything. That's from James.
A lot of gigs there now as well.
Oh, yeah.
And a stat that someone has shared, but they've not given their name, should have taken credit for this. Wales has more castles per square mile than any other country in the world.
There's lovely. Colin in Peterborough has been on. He says, if it hasn't been suggested yet, try Alnwick Castle. Now, this is interesting. I'm going to Northumberland tomorrow, and we're going there. Home of external scenes of Blackadder Series 1 and the Hogwarts scenes in Harry Potter. Also home to the Poison Garden. Check it out.
You might end up seeing Uncle Bill.
That'd be amazing. Bill, come here and give me a hug.
Arundel Castle and Cathedral, as a bonus, chucked in, says John in West Sussex. They are gorgeous. You a beautiful castle, beautiful cathedral.
Does
you
it
get
have,
two for the price of one?
Has it got a moat? That's all I want to know.
No moat. Sorry about that.
No moaty, no visit.
No, that's a good motto.
Yes.
There's also been a lot of dispute about what country has the most castles. Saying Wales earlier. Google says France has the most castles, not Wales.
Really?
Mm.
I thought over here we had more.
There's a chateau, aren't they?
Well, that's a little bit rude.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Absolute Radio.
There's the show. Hope you enjoyed it. During the course of that programme, I did give Richie's other half, Natalie, a quick call, and everything's absolutely fine.
She doesn't know I'm doing it.
Oh, God.